Hello, and welcome to R&R's Real Stories in Restoration. This is our sub-series of our Ask the Expert podcast, and it shares the stories of the people in restoration and remediation from all corners and levels of the industry. I'm your host, Valerie King, R&R's Editor-in-Chief, and I am joined today by Jesse Mount, co-owner of Asbestos Abatement, Inc., located in Lakewood, Colorado. Thanks so much for joining me, Jesse.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and a pleasure to have you. Okay, so can you tell me about Asbestos Abatement, Inc., the years it's been in business, the services that it offers, the clientele, the staff size, the locations, just, you know, that kind of picture.
Yeah, November actually of this year will be 13 years that we've been in business. We have currently 25 employees, 19 field technicians, and 7 office staff, with a potential of a couple of return hires coming back in the next few weeks. We primarily do asbestos abatement, asbestos demolition. About 90% of our jobs are asbestos related. We also do lead, RRP mitigation, and mold mitigation. Our services are offered statewide. We will go anywhere in Colorado. We'll even go to neighboring states if necessary. We have done Wyoming and Nebraska a couple of times.
What role do you play as co-owner compared to your partners, and who are your partners?
My primary role as a project is as a project manager, doing regulation compliance, scheduling, checking on jobs, hiring and firing, scheduling contractors to come in right after us, or what they need to do before we arrive to do our work. And then sometimes estimates, I do a few estimates a year, but that's one thing I'm going to be working more towards.
Very good. Can you talk a little bit more about your partners?
Yes. Joel and Jen are the owners of the company. Joel, his primary role is day-to-day operations, estimating, running. He helps me run the projects as well when I become a little too busy. He will take over that role for me. He primarily just does the day-to-day operations. And then his wife, Jen, she is our bookkeeper. She handles finances and the day-to-day ins and outs of that.
Okay. Now, I understand your role as co-owner is fairly new. So can you talk about your advancement through the remediation industry from your joining it in 2004, if I have that right, and to now being a business owner?
Yeah. So actually, I'll step back a little bit before that. So I graduated in 02, ended up getting married in 03. And that's kind of how I found my way into this industry. I married into it. My father-in-law had been doing it for two or three decades at the time, and really just got started with him doing remodeling primarily, and then slowly worked my way into the abatement side of it. Started officially in 04 doing asbestos abatement. Worked in Olympia, Washington, grew up in Washington State, worked there for about a year and a half on the Fort Lewis Army base, remodeling the barracks out there. And then once that contract was ending, we decided to move to Colorado and found home here. I love it here. So in 2004, moved here. I worked for a few different abatement companies as a supervisor and worker. Started with asbestos abatement in 2014. This January will be 8 years since I started. With them. Started off as a worker, quickly became a supervisor within a couple of months. And within about a year, Joel started talking to me about project management. And so I slowly worked my way up. So I officially became owner this summer, 2021. It had been something that we had been planning on for little over a year, knew it was coming, and just planning for it and preparing for it.
How does being a business owner compare and contrast to being an employee?
It's very comparable in that, still deal with problems, day-to-day problems. As an employee, I was just dealing with smaller problems, usually typically with my job or with personnel or a client. Now, as an owner, company-wide problems are my problem, are our problem. So it's changed in that I have more responsibility and more pressure on me, but really it's very similar.
Interesting. Now let's talk about asbestos removal, given that it's Asbestos Abatement Inc.'s specialty, as you talked about earlier. Are the asbestos removal projects you take on typically tied to a loss, like water damage, fire damage, those sorts of things?
Yes. I would say a good majority of them are. I'd probably put a percentage at 50 or 60% are either fire related, flood related, some sort of impact. Yeah.
All right. And what about the work you do and the projects you take on that aren't tied to a loss? There isn't an insurance claim involved. It's not technically a property restoration job. What kinds of projects might those be?
Sure. We do anything from commercial to residential projects. We'll have customers call us for a quote on a remodel of their home. Perhaps they're wanting to remove windows or putting new flooring in, or they're putting a second story on their home and need the ceilings taken out. So we'll do that for customers, and we do a lot of work for general contractors as well.
Very good. All right, back to restoration projects. When you are working on those loss sorts of projects, do you regularly work with restoration contractors? Does your company offer a comprehensive set of restoration and remediation services that you tend to take on most of it yourselves? How does that work?
Yeah, so primarily we just do the demolition, the removal of asbestos. We don't do any of the build back. But we do work hand in hand with the restoration contractors in that, we tell them when we're going to be there, if there's any issues along the way, if the schedule is going to take longer or if there's any needs that they need to provide for us, water, power, things like that.
Okay. Now, what sorts of asbestos containing materials do you commonly remove?
So asbestos is in over 3,500 building materials. It's in everything from roofing to drywall to flooring. Primarily, I would say drywall is the biggest component that we remove, followed by flooring. Plaster, drywall, it's in the mud, it's in the joint compound, the texture, it's in the paper backing underneath linoleum. It's embedded in floor tile, in mastic, in glue, roofing tar. It's even been found to be in carpet as well. Sometimes it's rare, but sometimes it'll be mixed in with the carpet. So pretty interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, I wasn't aware of the carpet thing. And
yeah,
to your point, it seems to be everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what is your most memorable asbestos removal project, and what makes it so memorable?
I would say for me, it was probably my first major project here in Colorado. When I first moved here, I had been only probably about a year and change in the industry, and I had a multi-million dollar project that I kind of was shoved into, more or less. I had about 25 to 30 crew members there. I was there. I took over for the remaining last 9 months or so of the project. It was a Volunteers of America, a VOA, in downtown Denver, a 16-story building, I believe. We were just doing remodeling of the kitchens and bathrooms. So it was just selective demolition, a little bit, for electrical here in the kitchen, a little bit for the plumbing here in the bathroom. But that project was probably my most memorable because it was a trial by fire type of job. And I learned a lot. I make mistakes, but I learned a lot from that one.
Very cool. Yeah, there truly is nothing like learning by doing. So in your opinion, what should those new to asbestos removal or considering adding it to their services know, or what should they consider based on your experience?
It's really just demolition. There's nothing really super special about it, except you're wrapping yourself in layers of a poly cotton blend, basically wrapping yourself in saran wrap and doing physical labor. I liken it to if you can put on a Tyvek suit and a respirator and go and mow your lawn when it's 100 degrees outside for an hour, you'll get a slight idea of what it's like. We do become acclimated to the heat, acclimated to the cold. And, you know, every year here in Colorado, it's extremely cold in the winter. It's extremely hot in the summer. So it takes several weeks to become acclimated. But I would say it's tough work, but it becomes a little bit tougher when you feel like you're just surrounded by heat and misery. But it's just glorified demolition.
I like that term. Now, aside from asbestos removal, I know you talked about there are some other service offerings that the company offers. What are the most common kinds of projects you take on outside of asbestos removal?
Ooh, outside of asbestos, lead abatement, RRP repair, RRP repair, renovate, and painting is probably our next busiest aspect of the industry, followed by mold. But again, that's maybe 10%, 9% of the jobs are lead related, and maybe 1% are just mold, no asbestos. It's really about 90% asbestos that we do.
Very good to know. Well, as we near the end of the interview, I would love to talk takeaways. So first takeaway question, what would you say your biggest challenge is right now?
Staffing is typically an issue that we have that we always have to stay on top of. Right now, we have a great staff, but earlier in this year, it was tough coming off of the pandemic year. Trying to find employees was really challenging earlier this year. But right now, we're doing fantastic with who we have hired and our potential coming in the next few weeks.
It's good to hear you are in a good place with that at the moment. And yeah, we just hear it again and again that staffing is a struggle, obviously for the wider world, but restoration and remediation in particular, it's the top challenge. Research shows it. So, all right. So lessons, what is the biggest lesson or what are the biggest lessons that you have learned over the course of your career?
Biggest lesson I would say is being respectful, treating others the way you want to be treated is we throw that around all the time, but it's true. I've worked for a few unethical companies here and there, you know, throughout my career, and it's so refreshing working for someone who follows the rules, understands the reason why we have these rules in place to begin with, and doesn't expect you to cut those corners type of thing. So it's that's one thing that I've learned, especially working for other contractors. They just, how you treat your customer is of vital importance, obviously. And I've seen both sides of it.
Thank you for that. All right. What sources do you turn to for inspiration and education?
Yeah, I often listen to podcasts, YouTube videos, inspirational videos, things like that. But also, reading books on self-help, on business development, also audiobooks. Audible is a big one for me. I enjoy it. I'm in my truck 90% of the day, so just listening to audiobooks is a big thing for me.
Very good. I agree with you on the audiobook thing. In addition to podcasts, it's so great to learn while doing other things when you can't glance at the pages. All right, last question. What is ahead for you? What are your key objectives for the future of the business?
For me, personally, I in the next hopefully 1 to 2 years, finding a replacement for me as a project manager, so that I can step up as an owner and start taking on more responsibilities in those areas. Finding a replacement for me, I would say is going to be the next challenge in the next 12 to 24 months.
Well, thank you for your time and insight, Jesse. Before we go, where can listeners go to connect with you or to learn more about Asbestos Abatement, Inc.?
Yeah, they can go to our website, asbestosfree.com. That will be the best place for them to go.
Very good. Well, thank you again for joining me.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, listeners and viewers, for more insights on restoration, remediation, and the people behind it all, visit our website, rnrmagonline.com, Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to follow the podcast to keep up with our latest episodes and give us a quick review and rating. We're also on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, so we invite you to follow us there too. And if you're interested in sharing your real story in restoration, no matter where you sit in the industry, or the world, or your level, please reach out to me at kingv@bnpmedia.com. This has been R&R's Real Stories in Restoration. Thank you for listening.